I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Of Jay Day and the Day, home team at LPT Realty, with our Friday morning real estate podcast. Always up-to-the-minute information. I mean up-to-the-minute information on the real estate industry.
Yeah, so this week I figured let's talk a little bit about what factors are impacting home affordability.
Home affordability is brutal.
So when we look at home prices, that's a big factor, obviously, when you think about it. Most experts were projecting, I love when we have the expert projections. They were not projecting a massive increase, then it changed. So here's what we have right now as of, as of appreciation. So we've got, Goldman Sachs sees a 5%, Zillow 3.5, Fannie Mae 3.2, Freddie Mac 2.5. HPES 2.4, and the National Association of Realtors thinking there's going to be a 1.4% appreciation. Now, the forecasts are actually good news because before, during the pandemic, you know, they went up much higher percentages than 1.5% or 2%. Now, the other thing that's pretty interesting, wages, and this one sort of surprised me. I mean, it did and didn't because, you know, sometimes I drive by and I'll see a sign outside of Roy Rogers or a gas station and it says what they're paying, what their hourly pay is, and these bonuses. And there are some crazy numbers. So wages, right now, wages are rising. And according to the Federal Reserve, wages have been growing at a higher rate than they ever have been. So when you look at it, and again, I can't show this to people. The blue is the normal, and the green is where we are. And you can see the trajectory of how much it has increased. So that can make things a little bit more affordable because, you know, people are making more money. The problem is, as we've talked about before, as people are making more money, everything else is going up dramatically as well.
What does the uptick in wages have to do with the value of a property?
Well, no, it's just the affordability because think about it. If we have this, whether people want to admit it or not, we have inflation. Things are happening. So if, let's say, the home prices were going up 2% and wages were staying steady, then obviously people would lose the affordability of being able to have enough money to do that, where the wages are going up at a higher tick than what they normally do, which is keeping it supposedly, and again, everything on a graph and what, you know, the experts say, compared to what's in real life, wages in general are going up at a faster pace. So they're keeping up with the increase of housing cost. So technically, it shouldn't be impacting affordability as much. And the reality is if wages weren't going up, then it would 100% impact affordability in a more negative way than what we're seeing right now. Now, the other thing that I've been seeing, because again, I work with a lot of builders. The builders are trying to come up with a way to help with affordability as well. And that is they're building smaller homes. Do you remember back in the day, like they called it, you know, the builders were building McMansions. They were building homes that were, you know, really big,
McMansions,
elaborate.
They're prominent on the, when you travel around, you see, well, that's a McMansion development.
Yeah. And I mean, so the trend is now that they're building smaller homes to try to keep the pricing down. So, again, and if you're going to build a bigger home, the bigger the home, the more money it's going to cost. So they're building them at a smaller square footage. And, you know, that's trying to help people with the affordability. Or some of the other builders, what I'm seeing is they're doing multi-generational homes. I'm trying to think. There was one builder specifically we don't work with, so I'm not going to name them, but they have an entire line of products of homes. I say product because home is a product, but it's actually for people that have multi-generational living in a house.
I see.
It's one house, and it's a separate living quarter attached to it. They have their own private garage, their own entrance, their own bedroom, their own bathroom, and then the only thing that's shared is the kitchen and general area. But when you look at it, you know, you've got a two-car garage and an entry door. Then you have some separation, another entry door, and a single-car garage. And it's basically allowing families to live together with a little bit more independence of feeling like, okay, they're not having to go through the same door, move their cars around to try to make it work.
Sure. You can lounge on the couch and whatever you want to, so somebody can come in. Jay, I had heard that next year in this country, more people are going to turn 65 than in history. So that kind of makes sense. That's a little bit of a niche marketing there.
Yeah, it was really interesting because when I saw this, I was just looking, and realistically, they're not building those here in this area yet. I was just looking online at some of the trends that are happening with builders because, you know, one of my builders, they were started building these smaller homes, and it all started out in Colorado and different areas. Then they sort of spread it out here. And I was looking to see what the trends were doing throughout the U.S. and those other areas. And like in Florida, it is very common. A lot of the neighborhoods have this specific type of home that this builder is doing. And like I said, it's across, I think when I looked, this builder had it in, I think it was like 8 or 9 different states. And I'm like, I could see that being possible to do here because we do have people that are, you know, if people are getting the bigger homes, it's because they're having multi-generational in there, but they're just a normal house that's bigger as opposed to having their separate entrance.
You're talking about renovation. So a lot of times when you bring an older person in, big time renovations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we ended up having, we had to hire an architect and a contractor to make one of our, Christina's grandmother was going to be moving in with us, and we had to put in an ADA bathroom. And that was not cheap.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, to put like a master bath on the ground floor that's not there.
Yeah.
You know, that takes a little bit of funding.
Oh, yeah. We ended up, we wanted to do a curbless shower because she was wheelchair bound. So that way, because think about it, if somebody needs to roll somebody into the shower, you can't have a little curb.
That sounds like I'm going to be moving in with you here pretty soon. That I'm going to be needing here real soon.
It might be. And then, you know, down there, we've got the pinball machines too. So we could be down there playing pinball.
That sounds good.
I know. But the deal is, if that happens, Tom, then I know Sam has a little bit of background, so I can have him service them instead of having to have the company come out of Carroll County.
It all comes together. Let me ask you a question, Jay.
Sure.
You said that some builders are building smaller homes to make them more affordable. Do you see anything like that around here?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You gave me a definitive yes. You're the expert.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing that. And, I mean, we're even seeing there's a builder we don't work with. We used to handle their listings in the past, and they've brought back split foyers because split foyers are more affordable to build. So, and some builders are actually eliminating basements to try to save the cost of pouring foundation walls so that it can be more affordable
for people.
That's
saving some costs, yes.
Yeah, it really is. And like I said, it was interesting because I'm like, wow, split foyers. We have, you know.
That was 70s, right? Everybody did that. That was the coolest thing ever.
And they're out there now where people can get them just because they're more affordable to build.
Interesting. Fascinating.
So, yeah.
Got a home of the week?
I do. 3519 Starlight Street, Unit 301. It's a condo in Frederick, $465,000. This one is in a 55 and up community called The Woodlands. It's just shy of a year old. This unit is over 1,500 square feet, 2 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms. Some of the features, custom remote control blinds, all glass shower upgrade, a spacious primary bedroom with a charming bump out. You have your own private garage parking. The Woodlands community has a really cool lifestyle vibe to it. It has a clubhouse, a pool, parks, trails, gardens, dog park, a state-of-the-art fitness center, a yoga space. You can play bocce. They have pickleball courts. They have golf simulators. They have a ton of activities and clubs. So anyone that's looking for things to do, they've got a ton of things. And even better, it's conveniently located close to restaurants, shopping, commuter routes. And this property specifically, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, so this weekend, 420 and 421, we're having open house from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So if you come out Saturday or Sunday and you're over 55 years old, we'll be more than happy to show it to you. You don't need a private appointment for it. Again, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., 3519 Starlight Street, Unit 301. If you go to WFRE.com, you can see the photos, And if you like what you see, come out and see us for the open house or reach out to us for a private showing.
I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team at LPT Realty, weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening and tell your friends all about it.